However, there's another kind of height, and that height is an ellipsoidal height. This is the vertical distance from the ellipsoid. This is that mathematical model of the Earth up to a point that actually is on the Earth's surface. Now here in this image, we see an ellipsoidal height, which is also known as a geodetic height, of small h, is the way it's symbolized, plus 2644 meters. Modern geodetic datums rely on these geocentric ellipsoids that we've talked about in last lesson to approximate the surface of the Earth. And of course, the actual Earth does not coincide with these nice smooth surfaces. Abstract points may be on the ellipsoid, but the physical features of those coordinates are on the Earth, are on the topographic surface of the Earth, and therefore the intention is for the Earth and the ellipsoid to have the same center. And the surfaces of the two figures are certainly not in the same place. There's this distance between them, and that's this ellipsoidal height we're looking at. The distance represented by a coordinate pair on a reference ellipsoid to a point on the Earth's surface is measured along a line perpendicular to the ellipsoid. Remember that from the last lesson. This is a different direction than the direction of gravity, perpendicular to the ellipsoid. This distance is known by more than one name, but ellipsoidal height is generally what I will use, and it is symbolized typically by small h.